The final score today from the Etowah Stadium in Belfast was Ulster 26, Stade Francais 19. In a pulsating game, certainly of two halves, Ulster led by 26-0 at half-time, but the French team, as we expected, came back very strongly, and the last 10 minutes it was very, very tight, and Ulster held out brilliantly in that last 5 minutes. The game started, and after only 2 minutes, a great run by Zach Ward. After a few phases, so Tom O'Toole drive over, Nathan Doak converted, making it 7-0. 15 minutes then, a 20-metre scrum, a great pick-up again by Bryn Ward, was recycled. Rob Balcombe had too much power to go over in the corner, 12-0. Ulster had a try disallowed then whenever it was the referee had judged a forward pass, but in 23 minutes try number 3 came whenever there was great passing at Saw McCluskey over in the corner, Doak again converting, making it 19-0, and then the icing on the cake was a try bonus point whenever Ulster turned down a penalty and hit back superbly when Balakun made a break, and Doak then went over converting his own score, 26-0 at half time. We all knew that the French team would come back in the second half, and they did. In 46 minutes, they had a penalty to 5 metres, and eventually their prop, Georgie, got over, converted by Samuel Etcham. Then in 54 minutes, they had their second score when a cross kick was collected by Charles Lido after slack defence from Ulster, 26-12. The third score came 64 minutes when there was a line-out maul, and Hooker Lucas drived over. Burnett converted, 26-19. And certainly at this stage, the Ulster contingent and the Ulster crowd were really panicking. But they came back superbly. Bryn Ward, the young 20-year-old who won one of the match, eventually had a great turnover in the last minute, and the referee then blew the whistle. So Ulster now have qualified with 17 points, which is probably the highest of any of the other teams. Stade Francais will have 16. So it'll be hopefully a home draw in the last 16 for Ulster here, and certainly if they play as well as they did in that first half, one expected Stade Francais to come back, and they did come back. But nevertheless, a tremendous day for the Ulster side and all the team. Final score here was Ulster 26, Stade Francais 19.